Welcome to Coder Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and today I'm going to be talking about the one thing you need to do in preparation to make sure that your websites don't show up as insecure in the coming months, as all major browser vendors will be switching over your site to be marked as not secure if you haven't set up your site for HTTPS. Okay, so I've talked about this in the past. I believe it was last year in a podcast episode about how your site's going to be marked as secure in the eyes of Google. And this is going to be happening across all browser vendors. And it's getting closer to that date where your site will be marked as not secure if you haven't set up SSL or HTTPS on your website. So I'm going to basically be talking about what's been released on the Google security blog, as well as what you need to do to get it in place to make sure that your site doesn't come up as not secure. Now, this is going to be happening, or at least Google's version with Chrome 68 is going to be happening in July 2018. So it's not far away. So I thought I'd release this episode now just to make sure that you've got some time, or just to prompt you to look at getting some kind of transition plan in for your websites, your client sites, to make sure they are marked as secure. So there's a bit of buffer there, but there's not too many months left. So migrating sites sometimes can take a little bit more time than expected. So basically, you know, make sure you get a plan starting now. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to run through the security blog and just explain some of these things and talk about what they're talking about here and some methods that you can use to get your site secure and in preparation for this and not have to worry about it. So in Chrome's security blog here, they're saying, for the past several years, we've moved toward a more secure web by strongly advocating that sites adopt HTTPS encryption. And within the last year, we've also helped users understand that HTTP sites are not secure by gradually marking a larger subset of HTTP pages as not secure. So beginning in July 2018 with the release of Chrome 68, Chrome will mark all HTTP sites as not secure. This is really important because your customers or visitors to your site may come and see in the browser the address bar will say not secure. And that's probably going to put some people off. Some people might not notice it, but it's going to put some people off. And in the further future, I believe that all sites will come up as more of a big in your face. This site is not secure and you have to basically click through to get to the site. So it's going to become more of a problem once this happens in the future, once they get this next stage done. So they're saying here, developers have been transitioning their sites to HTTPS and making the web safer for everyone. Progress last year was incredible and it's continued since then. Over 68% of Chrome traffic on both Android and Windows is now protected. Over 78% of Chrome traffic on both Chrome OS and Mac is now protected. And 81 of the top 100 sites of the web use HTTPS by default. Now, this is a huge increase in numbers, and I'm just going to say it's mostly because of Let's Encrypt. I think a lot of people would agree with me there because Let's Encrypt provides free SSL certificates for your website, which I'll get more into that at the end of this episode, talking about how you can basically get your sites upgraded to use SSL or HTTPS on the site. Now, they're saying here, Chrome is dedicated to making it as easy as possible to set up HTTPS. Mixed content audits are now available to help developers migrate their sites to HTTPS in the latest Node CLI version of Lighthouse, an automated tool for improving web pages. Now, Lighthouse is a great tool. It's built into Chrome, and I highly recommend using that on your sites just to get some better insights. There's some great things there that covers a lot of the bases. It's basically a site audit. But the Node CLI client does give you a little bit more, and I'm assuming some of this functionality will come to Chrome itself eventually. But what it's talking about here is the mixed content, and this is really important. So besides just setting up your web server to run over HTTPS and have it as the default, so it's important that you might make sure that all your traffic routes through HTTPS. So if someone visits HTTP, it redirects to HTTPS. But also your content, so anything that's hard linked, absolute linked, to a website or some script or something like that, that if that's got HTTP in it instead of HTTPS, it's going to come up as your site is only partially secure. And it's really important to make sure that your site is fully secure and all these assets, these resources, whatever you're linking to. Besides, I believe external websites, I think, might be fine. You may have to check that one. But those need to be, any resources will need to be set up as HTTPS as well. That's very important, otherwise you won't get the full SSL experience. So saying here, the new audit in Lighthouse helps developers find which resources a site loads using HTTP and which of those are ready to be upgraded to HTTPS simply by changing the sub-resource reference to the HTTPS version. Now, this is super handy because basically sometimes some things aren't so quick to adopt this change, but this is actually going to tell you if there is an available HTTPS option, making it very simple for you. So I highly recommend getting this tool and running against your sites and making sure that you can get everything up to date to use HTTPS. Really important there. Now, Chrome isn't the only one. Chrome is the major one mainly, but Mozilla is doing the same. So Firefox is doing the same. They have a post here that's a little bit more tech orientated, so I highly recommend checking that out as well. If you are a client viewing this, or you have a website that you own, you're not a web developer, you could probably ignore the Mozilla one, but it's worth reading the Google Online Security blog one, which I've linked in the show notes. And also, if you are a client or a customer of an agency or a web developer, to prompt them to check that your site is running over HTTPS if you're not sure, as well as if it's not, getting them in place or getting them to get a plan in place to transition your site over to HTTPS. At the most, you might be charged a small cost to enable that. Now, it might just be something as simple as clicking a button with your hosting provider, which is another great thing that all the hosting providers are doing thanks to Let's Encrypt. They might be using other services, but I believe most, at least from the announcements I've seen, is from Let's Encrypt. And there's basically a single button you'll click and it will enable SSL on your site. Some might be a slightly little bit more involved, but there is that ability. Now, if your hosting provider doesn't actually have the ability to have SSL on the site, which I think is going to be highly unlikely, but if it doesn't, I'd definitely be prompting them. And if they aren't going to come to the party, I'd really recommend moving hosting providers, because this is an important thing and most hosting providers should allow some fashion, whether it's through Let's Encrypt or the traditional way of actually purchasing an SSL certificate and uploading those files. There's a way to do it, and it's really important they get that in place sooner rather than later. Now, Let's Encrypt, they've got an article here about how to get started, and they've got two different options. Now, if you're a web developer and you have shell access, it's fairly straightforward. Of course, before you do any of this, make sure you back up your web server configuration, etc., just in case something goes wrong, and also announce that you're going to make some changes to your live site that may bring the site down for a short period of time, or you may experience some issues during that time, just to make sure that you keep your customers notified that something may go wrong while you're doing this upgrade process, and it's all to improve their experience using the site. So important there when you're doing the shell access method. And without the shell access, they've listed some hosting providers and some manual methods of using Let's Encrypt to get those SSL certificates onto the hosting. So really important there. So basically, it's a no-brainer to do this. It's generally fairly straightforward. Now, it depends on your skill level and what experience you do have, but there are great tutorials out there on YouTube, written tutorials, the video content. There's a lot that can step you through it and the various different methods, because there are different methods within Let's Encrypt and how to get that set up, and it will depend on your hosting environment as well. So don't feel too daunted by it. Just look through tutorials, give it a test run on some other site that has low traffic, or you can have issues happen with it. And just to make sure you get that process right, maybe even set up a box on DigitalOcean and try that if you've got other sites that are on DigitalOcean, and try to transition that over. Just make sure you practice before that, because the worst case scenario and what you really don't want to happen is get partway through the upgrade and have something happen and you can't go back. So it's really important to have that kind of contingency plan if something does go wrong. Although from most people I've seen, they've got this done in at the most an hour. Your mileage may vary, but generally it's fairly straightforward and it's well documented in how to do it. So a quick search in Google may provide you some great information, but I do recommend checking out a lot of the YouTube videos, because there's plenty out there. But other than that, that's all I really got for this one. I'd love to know, have you started a transition plan for your clients? Have you started doing that? Are you doing this by default with every new site? I know I am. And it just makes it easy once you do it from the start. So if you've got any new clients, highly recommend making sure you get this set up from the get-go before the site launches. But I'd love to know what you're doing for this. What's your thoughts on it? I'd love to know. Leave a comment in the comment section below if you're watching this on YouTube. And subscribe and like if you're enjoying this video, as well as clicking the little bell icon if you want to be notified as soon as these come live. And also, if you're watching this or listening to this in iTunes, please leave a rating review in iTunes. That'd be great. Also, check out the YouTube channel if you haven't, because there's some video content to go along with these podcasts as well. But other than that, that's all I really got. Got any questions, anything like that, you can send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter, or you can send through an email to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com. And you can also leave a comment on the episode on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. But that's all I really got for this one. We'll catch you in the next one. Bye.